Tantor Audio, a division of Recorded Books, presents Cry of the Kalahari by Mark Owens and Delia Owens, narrated by Sean Renette and Donna Postel. Prologue. Mark. My left shoulder and hip ached from the hard ground. I rolled to my right side, squirming around on grass clumps and pebbles, but could not get comfortable. Huddled deep inside my sleeping bag against the chill of dawn, I tried to catch a few more minutes of sleep. We had driven north along the valley the evening before, trying to home on the roars of a lion pride, but by 3 o'clock in the morning they had stopped calling, and presumably had made a kill. Without their voices to guide us, we hadn't been able to find them, and had gone to sleep on the ground next to a hedge of bush in a small grassy clearing. Now, like two large army worms, our nylon sleeping bags glistened with dew in the morning sun. "Ow!" A soft groan startled me. I slowly lifted my head and peered over my feet. My breath caught. It was a very big lioness, more than 300 pounds, but from ground level she looked even larger. She was moving toward us from about 5 yards away, her head swinging from side to side, and the black tuft on her tail twitching deliberately. I clenched a tuft of grass, held on tight, and froze. The lioness came closer, her broad paws lifting and falling in perfect rhythm, jewels of moisture clinging to her coarse whiskers, her deep amber eyes looking straight at me.